Al, just watching the highlights throughout the weekend of high school hoops wrapping up out in Lincoln for the state tournament. Looked like there was some tremendous games. Semifinals, quarterfinals, finals with some buzzer beaters and just some really good all-around play. Stu Pospisil covering it all for the Omaha World Herald. And Stu, let's start in Class A. When you look at Omaha Central taking on Omaha South, it kind of felt like sort of a throwback to a few years ago when both of those programs were on top. How big of a surprise was it to you that that was your Class A state championship game?
Well, we knew it was going to be pretty even, especially if Bellevue West couldn't handle one of the big guys that was in their path, and that happened with John Tonji in the semifinal. And, you know, South, you know, people would say it's a surprise, but they hadn't lost in about a month, and Bruce Chubbuck knows how to play state tournament basketball, so. Yeah, you know, when they beat Kearney, avenged their loss, you're thinking, okay, you know, it's nice. They've got North Star, Diamond Williams. North Star's been red hot, too. You know, they've got North Star had the height advantage on them. But, you know, again, I think that, you know, the Chubbucks outcoached North Star in the semis. And then you get to the final, and they knew what play Central was going to run at the end when they Ty Griggs stole the ball from Sean Tonji and went in for the winning layup.
Well, yeah, and Stu, that winning steal and layup, one of the more dramatic state championship game endings that you can recall?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, it because, you know, Central was all set up, you know, trying to go for the winning basket. To have a reversal like that, you know, it's been a while. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Was it now correct me if I'm wrong, was it the Auburn, the Class C1 state championship game? Is that the one that had the real dramatic finish with the last second shot on Saturday?
That's where Cam Binder, Aurora's really nice sophomore, hit a three and then got called for a 5 seconds call, and he redeemed himself by doing a little sidestep three at the end and stunned North Bend 30-29. The score was stunning in itself. But,
Well, there was a Class A state final between, was it Prep and Southwest a few years back that was like 30-28. That was just awful.
Yeah, like 35-32 or something like that. And we had Lincoln East beating Columbus about 20 years ago, 36-35. So it happens. You know, you had two very good defensive teams. North Bend, in this case, was the bigger, the taller and more size to them, but you know, you put Jim Weeks in a state final, and this is title number 4 for him, the first 3 at Beatrice. You know, it's tough to bet against one of his teams, and when he's got a shooter like Binder, you know, when a kid stays low scoring like that, you know, 2 shots can make a difference.
Talking to Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. Stu, saw you had your final rankings come out in this morning's paper. You went South 1, Central 2, and then you had Lincoln Pius there, the Class B school, at 3. How hard did you have to think about maybe moving them up and contending for one of those top 2 spots?
Well, you know, you could have had them even number 1, you know, if you had just gone strictly off of the previous set of rankings. And they had 2 losses during the year. One was to Lincoln East early. They avenged that. And then the Thunderbolts lost by 1 to Prep at home in late January. But, you know, when you sit down and you think about if Pius had had a strong run in Class B, let's say, you know, double-digit wins each round, it would have been a lot tougher to separate those 3. But when you've got an overtime and a double overtime, and they didn't see a team in the top 10, and South beats 3 teams in the top 10, and Central beats 2, you've got to reward that. And so South went from number 6 to number 1, and Central stayed number 2, and Lincoln and Pius got a one notch bump up to 3rd.
Stu, the overall quality of basketball, I know we mentioned with that buzzer beater with Auburn beating North Bend Central 30-29, but just overall, just what you were able to take away with the level of play at this state tournament. Were you overly happy about what you saw?
You know, I think there was a lot of parity. We certainly didn't have the super teams out there. You know, I say the one that in its class that looked the most dominant was Bancroft Rosalie Lyons Decatur in C2, they won their three games, I think, by 59 points. So on that level, and they're going to be around for a while, their top player, Lucas Vogt, is a sophomore, and they have only one senior on the roster. You know, I think if there was a lot of evenness, a lot of parity, I don't think it was a exceptional year for for talent or play. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not seeing guys. You've got two guys with Power Five commitments in a Cole Rope and Donovan Williams, and when they went head to head, they went and combined 8 of 31 from the field. So, you know, I don't see any of these guys being a Power Five all-conference player.
Yep.
Well, and I guess
role players, yes.
Yeah, and Stu, on that note, I guess, you know, of the guys that, you know, have the Power Five offers, but, you know, like the Chucky Hepburns at Bellevue West, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, players like that that I guess are maybe more on the Nebraska / Creighton radar. You know, which one of those guys maybe impresses you the most? Or maybe it's a guy who doesn't even have that offer yet that impresses you the most at this point that you think, you know, could have a real bright future at the next level?
Well, I think one who has the best season, and he's probably not going to, you know, he might be a Nebraska Wesleyan player, Charlie Easley at Lincoln Pius X.
Mm-hmm.
He's a small fur guard. He's 6'2", but boy, he did so many things for Pius. He became their season scoring leader all time. You know, he rebounds. He's a 46% 3-point shooter. You know, a place like Wesleyan would fit him well. The Division I offers, it's hard to see any of these seniors being a go-to player. They're going to be nice complimentary players, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're getting scholarships, but, it's not a group right now that can move the scale. I mean, even Trayshawn Thurman, he's a nice complimentary player at Nevada, and he's probably the one that's going to have the graduates have the best chance of going deep in the NCAA tournament.
When you look at, Stu, and we kind of talked about last week, the dramatic win for Westside. When you look at some of the teams that maybe didn't have a deep run, or even teams that just barely missed it, like that Millard North team, anybody that you're really keeping your eye on as far as what they return that could make a lot of noise that we just didn't see much out of the state tournament?
You know, I think it, you know, and even the coaches in the state final were bringing this up. You know, you've got to look at Bell West against South and Central, certainly. I think Central returns 8 of its 11. South returns almost everybody. West Side's going to be solid again. You know, they lose Chase Thompson, and that's about it, among their rotation. So, you know, you've got, North Star, you know, especially if Donovan Williams decides to stay, there's always been rumors of him going places, you know, outside the state. They could certainly have the talent to make another run. Prep's never going to be out of it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody really off the radar. I mean, I think what you see is what you got this year.
Stu, if you had to kind of roll the boys' state tournament and the girls' state tournament together, is there a team, across any class that you would point to and say, you know, maybe the top performance of the season when it all kind of came full circle and then these things were all completed?
I would just say South Plain as a team. I mean, they're the sum of the parts for sure. Four guys in double figures, they sneakily average 64, 65 points a game. They could put the ball in the hole. And, you know, they had a struggle early with Millard South. I mean, that's probably still, along with Bellevue West losing to Southeast, the two most perplexing losses of the year when you look back at the year. And South hit a skid where they played six top-level teams and lost five, but they had an injury here and an injury there. But they played so well together, and it's probably been the most enjoyable team that Coach Bruce Chubbuck has had. Mm-hmm. He loves these kids. They're good students. They're of good character. No discipline issues, he said. You know, that makes a fun coach. And when you've been in the business 50 years like he has, you know, you want to have smooth sailing. And if you don't have smooth sailing, he's got the expertise and the background to smooth the waters. But I think this was a very enjoyable team and a very enjoyable title for that program.
Stu, I know you also cover a lot of golf. Are we going to see any high school golf at all this spring?
I've been kidding. It's going to be district and state only. And if you're going to have duels, you're going to do it on a golden tee machine.
Right. Do a simulator. I mean, at what point do they have to start setting into the simulators here?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we get some rain this week. You know, it's probably, once the snow clears, you probably got to go a week to two to even get courses dry.
Right.
You know, I would say April 15th might be the soonest we're going to see much golf, you know, played at least in the metro area.
Yeah.
You know, other places, you know, Beatrice, maybe they've had less snow. I haven't been down that way. But, you know, every place you look, if there's a, you know, snow cover on the maps and things like that. You know, baseball, I had Mike Patterson check with Prep and Westside, who had the only two all-turf fields in town, and their best hope is Saturday at the earliest that they could be ready for any game. So, and these kids haven't been outside, haven't been able to be outside to you know, throw long toss or anything like that. You're restricted by the length of your gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just spring. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It's Nebraska, and you know, we've had snow for district soccer and metro track, so it may not be over yet, guys.
Don't say that, Stu. Don't say that. Stu,
if I say it, it won't come true.
Well, okay. No, there you go. Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Look at my predictions last week.
Okay, well, I see where you're going. Okay, I can appreciate that. All right. Stu Pospisil, the Omaha World Herald. Appreciate your coverage, Stu. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.